This is CBS Eye on the World with Charles Pellegrino. I'm John Batchelor, and Charlie is the author of several essays about Titanic. He dived to the Titanic in 2001, and he's been dealing with the revelations of Titanic ever since. However, we're telling the story now of another ship, the Cunard Line, Carpathia. Here it is, arrived at Pier 54. They're getting the passengers off the ship, the way Charlie tells it. Where are the lifeboats, Charlie? Did they bring some to shore, and where did they store them?
Right, they brought some of the lifeboats onto the Carpathia. They lifted them on the davits, brought them aboard, and they actually returned those lifeboats to the White Star Line. It was quite a shock to people as the Carpathia was coming up the river, and at that time, a terrific thunderstorm came in. Very, very bright, constant lightning, and then people realized that there were these slightly larger than normal lifeboats, slightly larger than the Carpathia's davits on the deck, and more than the normal number of lifeboats, and that those were the Titanic's lifeboats. And the realization of it, it's by people who were there who wrote that they were all stunned when they saw that and realized it.
Right, this is the unsinkable Titanic. Charlie, do the questions about survivors start right away? Who got into the lifeboats and who didn't? Does that take later at the investigation?
The rumors were started right away, and a lot of rumors went out, were made up by the press, went out to the world press. There was one Japanese architect and engineer, Hosono, who, out of nowhere, while aboard the Carpathia, he was accused of getting onto a lifeboat dressed as a woman. And he absolutely did not. And in fact, the same thing was said about the six Chinese sailors who survived, one of whom was actually plucked out of the water by boat number 14. And we do have one account by passengers who saw widows attacking, and people on the Carpathia heard and saw what was going on and kind of laughed about it. These widows attacking this one Asian survivor. And we know that Hosono, he went out onto the deck of the Carpathia. The bullying he received on the ship was so bad that, and the Carpathia was going repeatedly through sleet and thunderstorms. He just stayed outside on a bench and tried to catch sleep out there when he could. And probably the six Chinese sailors went through the same thing. None of them ever spoke to their families about it. In fact, Mr. Fong, his son, Tom, found out about it only in 2006. He knew his father had been plucked off of a piece of floating wood. And that's all he knew. He assumed the shipwreck that his father survived had been in China. But he found out when he was touring an artifact display with his cousin, and his cousin said, you know, your father was on that ship. And that's when he began researching what happened to his father. But they were shamed. They never, ever told their families. So the experiences of all seven of these men on the Carpathia must have been absolutely horrible.
The headline in the New York Times, new liner Titanic hits an iceberg, sinking by the bow at midnight, women put off in lifeboats, last wireless at 11:27 a.m. This was the headline that started in New York before Carpathia arrived. Charlie, does the demand for the investigation begin that night on the 18th? We need an official inquiry?
Yeah. Senator Smith, no relation to Captain Smith, had ordered that. And Ismay had been trying to send out coded messages to just get all of the crew back to England as fast as possible. And the Senate blocked that and then brought them all in for an investigation into the loss of the Titanic, which was held at the old location of the Waldorf Astoria, which is where the Empire State Building is now.
So the inquiry, the question started right away, and it turned on women and children first. Was that the major concern, or were they interested in what happened, you know, the sinking of, all the details that you put together? What do they want to know? What are we going to investigate, Charlie? We have 30 seconds.
They were interested in every aspect of it. What happened, how it sank, how fast it filled with water, what compartments were flooded. There was a whole engineering inquiry made into it. They wanted to know, you know, there were stories about third-class passengers being blocked down below. The British, in their investigation, just didn't even approach that question. But in the U.S., they did.
Right.
They wanted to know things about the Marconi apparatus and how that saved many lives. The U.S. investigation and, for the most part, the British investigation, they were all aimed at mostly what happened, what went wrong, how do we do it differently to prevent anything like this happening again.
To be continued with Charles Pellegrino, I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.